Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, Kilkenny Design, in conjunction with the local enterprise office, has today announced the launch of the Kilkenny Design Makers Academy, a business development programme designed to support ambitious local makers, designers and creative entrepreneurs to build sustainable and scalable businesses. And to share all the details of this exciting opportunity for Irish business, I'm joined by Evelyn Moynihan, CEO of Kilkenny Design. First off, Evelyn, for those who are successful, what do they get from participating in the programme?
Well, Susan, we're so excited to be launching the Kilkenny Design Makers Academy today. And I suppose what it is for makers and emerging brands is a real pathway to retail success. So what makers can expect from the programme is to get retail ready, I suppose, to really understand what national retailers are looking for, and also to become more commercial. That's going to be a big part of the programme, where we will work with makers to understand pricing, margins, and I suppose to strengthen their overall business strategy, as well as develop and strengthen their overall brand. So it's a really exciting opportunity for up to 25 makers to join the first programme that's launching this year and to get all that support and expertise from the experts that are going to be working with us on the programme.
Well, it sounds like a really rounded commercial focus on the programme, Evelyn. And what is the commitment you're asking from those who participate, though?
Yeah, so look, we're looking for Irish-based businesses, you know, who currently support jobs and that they're probably already, you know, brand ready, where they have a product and they might be selling in one to two shops currently, or maybe on a website. And the kind of commitment we're looking for is we're looking for applications to come in the next 2 weeks. We'll be announcing the 25 successful candidates in July. And then we'll be working with them across the months of August and September to develop them in the key areas that I called out, like branding, like commercials. So to attend both in-person and online training modules, really, to help strengthen their business and to get them into a scalable position to thrive. We'll also, Susan, be offering them pop-up shops in our Kilkenny Design shops across the summer months. And then we'll be announcing an overall winner in October.
I'm joining the dots here now, Evelyn, but if they're going to be going through the process of selection between June and July, you're working with them August, September, is this really to get them ready for that big, massive Christmas opportunity that retail prides itself on?
Absolutely. So the overall winner will be guaranteed listing in Kilkenny Design stores all over the country and on our website. But we would hope a number of the makers, you know, are successful and get to that position. And absolutely that they're ready for that all important Q4, where we really want makers all over the country to really thrive. And in fairness, I suppose the Irish customer is really engaging with makers and Irish product, and they really want to back more and more Irish authentic products. So we think this is a fantastic time to launch a programme like this and definitely gear them up for that all-important Q4.
And what do you think, Evelyn, holds back like exceptional products and creative talent from becoming commercially successful brands capable of scaling? What is the problem you're really seeking to help companies get over here with this opportunity?
Like, we work with over 250 makers and designers, so we're in a really good position, Susan, to kind of see those challenges that emerge, and they really do vary. Like, for some brands and products, they need help strengthening their brand and their storytelling and actually how to engage on the various social media platforms, for example. But in a lot of cases, it can be to get commercial ready, to know your pricing, your promotions, you know, your margins, and to really gear up so that it's a win-win for everybody. And also, Susan, that the business is scalable. And also, we find that it's important businesses walk before they run. So we see what can be very successful if makers and new founders go into one or two stores to begin with. We build them up and then they go national. And eventually, we'd love all this gorgeous Irish product to be going international with Kilkenny Design and other retailers in the industry. We see the bigger picture here and we want the whole sector to thrive.
From my own experience of talking to people in this area, Evelyn, I find that they're afraid of taking on too much. Because what if, as you say, they do learn to walk and walk with confidence, but then running is what sinks them? Is there also going to be an element of really understanding the mindset of the makers and helping them overcome those sometimes limiting beliefs and sometimes like really important commercial decisions that they have to make to decide where they really want to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and it can be a lonely game as well, Susan, you know, running, you know, a new creative business or, you know, starting off a new maker business. So part of the program is all about resilience for the founder and working with them on developing their leadership. I think what's going to be great about the program as well is they're going to go through it with 25 makers shoulder to shoulder. So I think there's going to be a lot of shared learning amongst themselves as well. But that's very much a big part of it, supporting their leadership, supporting their resilience, and helping them map out the strategy for their business so it's sustainable. Like, what we want is thriving, sustainable businesses into the future, not one-hit wonders. They land on shelves and then they're coming off after 6 months. It is all about thriving, sustainable business. And that's what this programme is going to give each of these successful makers who make it onto the programme.
Evelyn, your own passion for this is very clear in the way in which you're talking about it this morning. But what's in this for Kilkenny Design as a brand and a business yourselves?
Yeah, look, we've been mentoring and coaching makers for over 60 years. We currently have over 250 Irish makers and designers on our shelves and on our website. And look, this is a really exciting programme for us. There's a real moment for Irish product at the moment, Susan. There's a revival in Irish culture, in Irish language, in Irish sport. And people want to support Irish product. And actually, Irish product with beautiful Irish language is really thriving at the moment. So we see this as the next generation of makers coming through. But for us, they're coming through at a scale. So to be able to put 25 makers through the programme with the support of the local enterprise office is massive for us. So it's really, I suppose, that revival and excitement coming through the whole sector and knowing that this talent and creativity will be set up really well to thrive into the future. And it's all about a thriving, I suppose, sector for everyone involved. And that's really exciting for Kilkenny Design.
Well, for anybody who is interested either in registering for themselves or telling anybody about it, make sure to check out Makers Academy. It's with Kilkenny Design and the local enterprise office. Thank you very much indeed for joining me, Evelyn Moynihan, CEO of Kilkenny Design.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.